This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and now our own Adam Ragusea and Andrew Phelps join us to go over the week's news in comments. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Well, let's start with our coverage of Adam Wheeler, the former Harvard student accused of elaborate identity fraud who conned his way into Harvard.
What a story, Meghna. A commenter known only as Cynic rejects the suggestion that this story of cheating and plagiarism is an example of moral decay in America.
He says, for students making their own way in life, pursuing education for its own sake can feel like a luxury they can ill afford. Cutting corners or even outright cheating can start to look like a minor sin that will enable the student to move on to better things.
And Andrew, you did a little explainer about Turnitin.com, a website that helps teachers detect plagiarism in students' work.
That's right. The company's software flags any phrases that appear elsewhere on the web or in print, suggesting it might have been lifted. Some of our commenters don't believe the company's claims that the odds of a false positive are infinitesimal, that is, a kid unknowingly turns in something that has been written before.
So Dan Wiley Sears writes, how many different ways are there of saying the same platitude in five paragraphs with each one having a topic sentence?
Aha, well, I called Christian Storm, the MIT mathematician who helped create the service. He said his math really is right. The odds of a false positive is less than 1 in 1 trillion. That said, sure, the software will flag common matching patterns like a stitch in time saves 9, but it's up to humans to interpret the results.
Okay, well, one more thing before we go. Jill from Leominster sent me this email yesterday.
Meghna has one of those names where you can't tell where the first name ends and the last name begins. I finally looked on your site to figure it out, and now I know. Am I the only one?
Thanks for that. Adam Ragusea? No, just kidding, just kidding. Even though I say my name a million times a day, Jill totally has a point. So here it is, your primer in pronunciation of my name. It's not
Meghna Chakrabarty.
Nor is it
Meghna Chakrabarty.
Just call me Meghna Chakrabarty. And my thanks to you, Adam Ragusea, and Andrew Phelps.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.